I get very excited when you talk about this being the time of awakening. And I also get very, it makes me feel really good when you say, we are teachers of teachers. First of all, I'm not sure I understand why exactly that makes me feel so good. But, and there's a second part of my question, but why? Why is that so important to me?
Well, you are an uplifter to the very core of your being. And you recognize, feel the joy that you feel in coming to understand who you are. Can you feel how free you feel today as you have left behind thoughts that were entrapping you?
Yes.
And you just want that for others. And so when you realize that you now have understanding that at one time you could not articulate, that now you can articulate, and you realize the feeling of relief that you have discovered in recognizing the goodness of the world and the goodness of you and the value of you and the well-being that is certain, it sort of makes you want to continue the feeling of well-being. It's because the reason it feels so good is because it is alignment with who you really are and what you really know.
As good as that feels, though, there are people who I care a great deal about who really get jammed up in the contrast, and it's family members, and that hurts just as much as the words teacher of teachers feels good. I know
well,
I teach
think about
through the...
What, think about what you're saying. You're saying teachers of teachers, and what that means to me resonates with the source within me. In other words, when I think that, I'm thinking like who I really am thinks. But when you're fixated on someone's struggle, you're seeing them differently than who you really are sees them. So you're using them and their struggle as your temporary excuse to not be who you are. That's just your guidance saying what you're seeing is a departure from who you really are and what you really are sees. That's all. We love the way you laid this out. Can you feel the precision and perfection of this question? What you said is, Abraham, why does this thought feel good to me, and why does this thought feel bad to me? And the answer is, because this thought is in agreement with the source within you, and this thought isn't. You say, they're all twisted up. Now, the source within you would say, they're enjoying the experience of contrast from which they are launching rockets of desires. They are taking step one, which always is necessary before step two or step three can come into place. When you see a baby learning to walk, do you say, get up, you little dummy?
No.
As he is trying to make his way across the floor. Get up, you little dummy. Can't you see the rest of us up here walking? What's the matter with you? Or do you accept that these are the beginning steps? You don't feel any discomfort about that because it's natural. And the source within you doesn't feel any discomfort about someone being in step one. Step one is necessary before step two and step three.
Right.